Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
The topic of my message today is Let Your Light Shine. In Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, the Bible said, Arise, shine, for thy light has come. Arise, shine, for thy light, not your brother's only, your own, not your family only, your own, your light has come. What is yours has come. Arise and let it be known. He said, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Now, where I am going for this first phase is in verse 2. He said, for behold, darkness, the darkness, the mischievousness of men, the wickedness of people, the cruelty of people. God is talking to his people. He said, rise and shine, because the darkness, the wickedness of the wicked has come. And he said, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness will cover the people. But God didn't leave us there. He said, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen. I'd like you to know, people of God, that there is darkness in the world. In the book of First John, the Bible says, we are of God, but this whole world lieth in wickedness. There is darkness in the land. There is gross darkness over many people. People have been swallowed by the thickness of darkness. There is a dire and urgent need for light. There is an urgent need for a true light, a good light for that matter. Because where there is darkness, there will be gloominess. Where there is darkness, there is horror. Where there is darkness, there is wickedness. Genesis chapter 15 verse 12. And when the sun was going down, and a deep sleep fell upon Abraham, and lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. Where there is darkness, there is horror. Where there is darkness, there is wickedness of every caliber. Where there is darkness, there is fear. Where there is darkness, there is confusion. Where there is darkness, there is no progress. Where there is darkness, there is defeat. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 4. Where there is darkness, there is defeat, there is pain. Follow me. But ye brethren are not in darkness, that day shall overtake you as a thief. When there is darkness, there is defeat. But God is saying, you are not in darkness, so don't allow that day to overcome you, to overtake you like a thief. Where there is darkness, there is no speed. Where there is darkness, people are heartless. Men are heartless in darkness. Where there is darkness, there is slowness. Where there is darkness, the wicked rule there. These are many more are the things that we are witnessing in the world today. We are witnessing gloominess. We are witnessing horror. We are witnessing wickedness. That today, people are taking the part of mere fellow human beings, put them in a sack and carry them. We are living in danger where adults can take a child of 3 years old, put the child in a traveling bag, suffocate the child dies inside a traveling bag, and is carrying the child for ritual as though he's carrying a bag of clothes. Wickedness. That is the time we are living in, where friends will invite friends for an outing, but their friend never know that they have been invited for their death. Wickedness. Serious wickedness in the land. There is horror everywhere. There is fear everywhere. There is tribulation everywhere. There is confusion everywhere. The heart of man is beginning to fail them. Money is no longer a strong defense like it used to be before. Good education is no longer enough to make men survive anymore. Even good job is no longer a guarantee for safety. Living in a well-fenced house is no longer a guarantee for safety. Having police escort and security expert all around you is no longer a guarantee for safety. There is horror. There is darkness. And the Bible says, for behold, the darkness. The darkness is covering the earth, and gross darkness is coming upon the people. But the glory of the Lord shall be risen on someone under the sound of my voice. We are living in the times where you move into a place not knowing that the place has been sold and been taken over by darkness. We are living in a place where landlords will collect exorbitant rent from people, and yet everything they labor goes back to them. We are living in times where men will build beautiful houses for people to come and rent them, yet they don't know that those beautiful houses have become sepulchres for their destiny. That as soon as you move into the compound, everything that was working in your life begin to take a nosedive. As soon as you come in contact with him, everything that was good in your life begin to change. We are living in the period of darkness, where students are no longer just students, where pupils in primary and nursery school have been initiated into witchcraft, and they are coming to make a host for themselves. But the Bible says, behold the darkness. Child of God, don't live in ignorance. Behold the darkness. Child of God, don't live as though you don't know. For the Bible says, do not live uncircumspectly, but let us live as wise, fulfilling the times, for the days are evil. Praise the Lord. We are witnessing today horrible darkness in the world. Or how else will you explain the fact that men are marrying men and women are getting married to women, and it's okay by certain standard? And the Bible says, behold, darkness is covering that. We are living in times where it is okay to live in an unusual way. We are living in times where it's okay to do the things that was considered an abomination before, but now it is considered as a lifestyle. It is considered as a culture. It is considered as civilization. We are living in that time. Behold, darkness covereth the people. Darkness is coming on the earth. Today, it's okay for a man to want to become a woman. It's okay for a woman to want to become a man. Those are the days we are living in, where a man is no longer satisfied to be a man, and he says, I want to be a woman, and he goes somewhere and certain surgeries are carried out, and then he begins to behave like a woman. We are living in times where women are no longer satisfied at the level of being women. They want to become men. So we have transgender people in the world, and yet the nations and countries are advocating that they should be given equal human rights. Don't treat them like nobody. We are living in the times where people are proud to be gays. They are proud to be identified as lesbian. I said, give me my right. Don't stop him from having a job, for being a gay. Don't stop him from having a job, for being a lesbian. That is his right. Whatever he wants, let him do it. Those are the days we are living. And that's the darkness that God spoke about. He said, behold, darkness is covering the earth. Darkness is coming. Darkness is coming. We are living in the time where if you don't hold your faith well, very soon you don't know what to believe anymore. We are living in those days. It's okay for a woman to want to be a man. It's okay for a man to want to be a woman. Today it is okay for even human beings to have carnal knowledge of animals. Behold, darkness, thick darkness. The Bible calls it gross darkness. It is gross darkness covering the hearts of men, that people no longer have sympathy for their fellow human beings. We're living in the times where a human being will point a gun to the head of another human being and you would think it's a joke. He pulls the trigger. We are living in the times where armed robbery is now operated both in the day, both in the evening, both in the morning, and they are operating very comfortably. Those are the days that we are living in. Those are the days we are living by. Days of wickedness, days of tribulation, days that men no longer have any fear in their heart. They could do anything, they could enter anywhere. Darkness covered the earth. We are living in the days where there is darkness in the church. Pastors, priests, reverend fathers, bishop, apostles are living it, doing it the way they like. Kids are becoming ritualists. Politicians are looting public treasuries. Pastors and priests are demanding money, demanding sex and other items for prayers and deliverance. Men and brethren, there is darkness in the land, and the only cure for this darkness is light. Praise God. Is grooving in the darkness. Those who love darkness, they are enjoying a groove in the darkness, enjoying the things in the darkness. Wickedness everywhere. There was a time that the church was considered the safest place anyone can be, but today in church people are poisoning people. Today in church there is politics behind, there is politics after, there is politics everywhere. There was a time that you could consider your neighbor, your friend, as a safety harbor for you, but it's no longer like that. We are living in times where people are too cautious. They don't eat anywhere because it can just happen anytime. Behold, the darkness covered the earth, but the Bible says, arise and shine, because the darkness is coming. Hallelujah. Micah chapter 3, verse 9 to 12. Men and brethren, there is darkness. In case you didn't know, darkness is real, but the light is more real. Micah chapter 3, verse 9 to verse 12. It shows you the extent of darkness. How men have lost their conscience. Hear this, I pray you, you heads of the house of Jacob, and princes of the house of Israel that abhor judgment and pervert equity. Verse 10. They build up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. That's the darkness God is talking about. That today, Zion is being built with blood. Have you not heard? Have you not seen that there are some churches that they brought down, and under the foundation they found human bodies inside? That people are raising the foundation of their churches, the foundation of their altars, with human bodies buried alive in between the foundation. He said, we are living in a time that men are building Zion with blood and they are building Jerusalem with iniquity, professing to know God but denying the power thereof, wearing the garment of a priest but they are representative of the demons. Darkness is covering the earth. Verse 11. The darkness God is talking about. The heads thereof judge for reward. The priests thereof teach for hire. And the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet would they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord amongst us? None evil can come upon us. Verse 12. Therefore shall Zion for your sake be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of the forest. May that not be your portion. We are living in the times where there is no more difference between the believer and the unbeliever. Because both the believer and the unbeliever speak in tongues. We do the same things. We behave the same way in business. Do business with a believer, you are expected you will not be cheated, but yet you'll be cheated. Do the same business with an unbeliever, he still cheats you all the same. There's no more difference between those who go to church and those who don't go to church. We are living in the times where we speak in tongues, but we are not generating power. Where there are so much churches, but there are very few Christians. God is looking for men who will worship him in spirit and in truth. He said, for such, my Father is seeking to worship me. Darkness has covered the earth. The priests, the pastors are not exempted. Believers are not exempted. My prayer for you is that in the midst of this thick darkness, you will shine as a light. That you will be the light that this world is looking for. You'll be the light that your neighborhood is looking for. The world is in dire need of light. The world is in urgent need of light. And can I let you know that the cure for this darkness, the solution for this darkness, is light. And that light is your light. Somebody say, my light. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. Let your light so shine before me. That's the cure for darkness. Are you still with me? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Because good works are becoming scarce. Good works are going into extinction. That today, if you want to be too good in the place where you work, they give you a name. They say you are holy than thou. They say that you are an uncle to the Holy Spirit. Everyone is doing this thing. Why are you behaving as a kunkum man? And believers don't want to be known as kunkum men. Believers don't want to be known as those who are not in the trend. So we want to compromise so that we can look like them. But God is placing a demand on us. Wherever you are, let your light so shine before me. You cannot be amongst those single sisters who believe that you need to trap a man to get married to you. I say, trap him with pregnancy and there is nothing he can do about it. An unbeliever can do that. But as a believer, you are not going to do that. You will say to them, I will wait until my change come. Because those who have trapped men with pregnancy, if they tell you the story they are going through, you won't believe it. For any animal that is trapped will find a way to escape. The day he escapes, it may take 10 years, but the day the trap leaves him, it will run away. Darkness is covering the earth. And God said, let your light shine. Let it not just shine. He said, let it so shine. Because there are some shinings that are not obvious. He said, let it so shine so that the world may see your good works and then glorify your Father which is in heaven. I ask here, guess what? Darkness is not a stranger to the earth. It was there when the earth was created. Praise God. Will it shock you to know that darkness is not a stranger to the earth? Darkness was there when the earth was created. Remember Genesis chapter 1. Can we go there? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void and darkness. Somebody said darkness. So darkness was not a stranger. Now take note that God didn't create darkness. Darkness just came on his own. And I declare that every darkness that is forcing itself on you, that by the light of God, darkness will disappear. You know one thing about darkness, that they are not invited. Darkness is always an uninvited guest. Darkness! The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. It didn't say God created darkness. But where did the darkness come from? There is darkness everywhere. Darkness wants to show up. Everywhere darkness finds a space, darkness will show up. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. My excitement is that the Spirit of God is not afraid of darkness. Men may be afraid of darkness, but the Spirit of God is not afraid of darkness. It may be a thick darkness, it may be a gross darkness, but the Spirit of God can still move in spite of darkness. Darkness can only limit the movement of men, but the Spirit of God can move regardless of darkness. The Spirit of God move upon the face of the waters. And verse 3, God thundered from where he was seated. Darkness, who brought you here? And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Can I say to the darkness that is tormenting someone's life here, by the authority of the word of God, let there be light in your family, let there be light in your marriage, let there be light in your career, let there be light. And you check verse 4. As soon as God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. From today, every darkness that has caught you to where you are looking for a job, every darkness that has caught you to your business place, and God divided the light from the darkness, because the two cannot live in the same room, because the two cannot stay in the same place. Whatever represents a darkness in your life, be divided now. If I were you, I will shout that amen. Darkness is divided. 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 God divided the light from the darkness. John chapter 1. God divided the light from the darkness. You see, when light comes, darkness has no argument. When light comes, darkness will take a flight. When light comes, darkness becomes a tenant. Will you allow darkness to take over? John chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. And then we get to verse 5. In him was the word. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was light, and the life was the light of men. There is a life that you have, and it becomes your light. In Isaiah 60, the Bible says, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And see what happened. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Today, by the authority of God, and everyone under the sound of my voice, no matter how much darkness is ruling, wherever you are returning with light that will disperse the darkness. And the light shining, somebody's light will shine. Help me shout it, my light will shine. Come on, let me hear you shout it again. My light will shine. The Bible says, and the light shineth in darkness. In the book of Matthew, the Bible says, from the east, when Jesus was born, men saw his stars from the east. because the star shone in the east. The darkness was there, but the light shined. There are families that have been covered by darkness, but God is sending you to begin to shine like a light. Suddenly, come on, have you ever seen thick darkness in the house and you just light your matches and put your light in a candle, just a candle? As soon as the candle light begin to glow, gradually darkness begin to give way, gradually lightness begin to give way. I declare, three persons under the sound of my voice, let your light shine, let your light shine, let your light shine. Hear me. When your light shine, Pharaoh will invite you from the prison. When your light shine, they will make you a prime minister even when you are not from there. When your light shine, Esther will become the queen of a great nation. When your light shine, I pray for you, your light is not shining. Every time you go for a job, you are rejected. Your light is not shining. Every attempt you make, you are failing. But from today, I announce by the anointing of the Lord, let that your light, not let your light, let it begin to shine. You have finished learning trade and you simply have not been able to do anything for yourself. Your skill is dying in the inside of you. What has covered your light? Obscure darkness covering it. I speak to you today, whatever ought to have been shining in your light that is still under covering, I command, let your light shine, 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 let your light shine. Darkness, it was there when the earth was created, so darkness is as old as the earth. But God didn't allow it to last. Hallelujah. God didn't allow it to last. Oh God, don't allow darkness to last in my life. The wickedness of the wicked shall come to an end. For surely there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. The darkness was as old as the earth, but God didn't allow it to last. Oh God, there are people listening to me today. Darkness have lasted as old as they are. The darkness started when they were born. The darkness started as soon as they came into their family. In John chapter 9, the Bible said, while Jesus and his apostles were passing, they met a man that was born blind. What a darkness from the womb of his mother. Darkness engulfed him. He was born into darkness. He lived 20 years in darkness, 30 years, 40 years he was living in darkness. And Peter said to Jesus, who committed sin, that this man was born in darkness. And Jesus said, it wasn't the father, it wasn't the father, it wasn't the mother. There are some of you here, it is not your father's fault, it is not that your mother is a witch, it is not that your father is a witch, but darkness have not allowed you. But Jesus said, this was done so that the glory of God, when the glory of God comes, darkness disappears. This was done that the glory of God may be manifested. And his spat on the floor, he took clay and rubbed on his eyes and said to the man, go to the pool called Shiloh, wash. And the man went and washed and came back. Darkness of 40 years disappeared from him, and those who saw him couldn't believe he was the one. Some of them said he is the one, others said he cannot be the one. But the man said, I am the one, for once I was blind, once I was in darkness, but now my darkness is now in history. I pray for you here. Ancient darkness, let it come behind you. Darkness of marriage disappointment. Darkness of delayed conception. darkness of toiling and struggling, darkness of ever walking but without getting result, darkness of laboring in vain, darkness of doing good and yet getting bad for your result, darkness of never being rewarded. May that darkness come to an end today. No matter how old your darkness is, God is beaming a light towards your direction. God is beaming a light towards your direction. God gave the first darkness its place and timing, so you too should not allow darkness to take the lead.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Room of Mercy, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows: Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., counseling. Wednesday, 6 p.m., School of Wisdom. Friday, 6 p.m., prayer meeting. Sunday, 8 a.m., lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.